at the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. I am America's voice. Here are three big things you need to know this hour. Number one, it just keeps snowing and snowing. I just walked around sunrise. Man, lots of snow. Number two, Jim Harbaugh says he's going to give a lot of money back to those that have worked so hard for the athletic department of the University of Michigan. And number three, it's all about COVID right now. It really is. All about COVID because, well, right now we're being hit harder in Michigan than anywhere else. And there's a lot going on. Governor Whitmer pushing vaccines, not mandates. She has learned her political lesson, it seems. Pushing vaccines. Omicron is here. By the way, brand new flash across the computer here says Omicron was in the Netherlands days before it was ever reported in South Africa, meaning it's been on the move for a while. It's here. And that might explain the big push in cases in some places, including Michigan, potentially. We'll see how that plays out, but one would have to consider the possibility that Omicron is pushing the numbers in Michigan, where we have a record for adult COVID-19 hospitalizations. We'll get to that in a moment. But as we face down this fourth surge, Governor Whitmer urged residents to get vaccinated, wear masks while indoors, and discuss her approach to the surge and how the state plans to deal with the Omicron variant. She was in Metro Detroit talking about it. She doubled down on her stance that no mask mandate is necessary. She says Omicron is a concern, but we have tools to fight it. Here's the quote. All the information is that these vaccines still hold up well against all the variants that have come and gone, but viruses mutate, and that's why wearing a mask while you're inside is crucial. Our COVID numbers are too high. They've always been too high. Any COVID is too high, especially when we have access to vaccinations and we know masking works. So let's give our hospital workforce, you know, support by everyone doing their part in getting vaccinated. That's from the governor. Now, looking at the numbers here, Michigan did finally break the record of adults hospitalized with COVID happening Monday, 4,181 hospitalized. That's with confirmed cases. That is by far the most since the pandemic began. Statewide, more than 80% of total hospital inpatient beds and 84% of intensive care unit beds full today. That, according to the state health department, hospitalizations have been increasing for 19 straight weeks. 19 straight weeks, hospitalizations have been on the rise. And Michigan continues to have the unenviable position of being number one. Being number one, the most cases and highest inpatient bed use in the country. The previous record, 4,158, probably higher today for sure. Last week, catch this, 18.7% of the test results positive. That's the highest since the first weeks in March and April, according to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services. Nine hospitals say they're full, according to their census. That includes, and I get this headline from the Detroit News. The Detroit News reports these hospitals are full. Detroit receiving, Ascension in Standish, Bronson South Haven, DeMint Michigan Medical Center Alma, ProMedica Coldwater, ProMedica Monroe, Spectrum in Hastings, St. Joe Mercy in Ann Arbor and Livingston. 22 more hospitals above 90% capacity. It's putting Detroit-based Henry Ford Systems occupancy at 98% and intensive care units at 95% across all hospitals. We're in a high capacity right now. The patients who come in the hospital with COVID are almost always not vaccinated, says Cunningham. But the numbers that I keep seeing from around the country consistently put the unvaccinated at about 70% of hospitalizations. Vaccinated people cover about 30%. He says, does Cunningham, that those that are coming in that are vaccinated are ones that have immune systems that are not working properly. Henry Ford, 380 confirmed cases, 60 more suspected. Beaumont, the state's largest health system, treating Michigan's most COVID-19 patients, 562 at eight hospitals. There you have it. You know, and it says all these hospitals are above 70% capacity. But again, I go back to, you need to understand, hospitals have to operate at a high capacity to be financially viable. These are big buildings full of expensive equipment, high-tech things going on all the time. So, there you go. Let's see. 557 patients on vents today. So, no matter what you might think, it's a serious situation. 4,181 adults hospitalized, 48 people under 18 hospitalized. They always say children, but I don't consider an adolescent to be a child. But the breakthrough cases we see typically older. They got the vaccine in January and February and have not gotten boosted and are immunosuppressed. So make of that whatever you want. But those are the numbers. And now you know. And by the way, in Lansing, there's about $800 million in federal aid sitting there to fight COVID. Whitmer's budget office asked Republican lawmakers to approve $2.5 billion in supplemental spending, relying heavily on funds from the American Rescue Plan, the $1.9 trillion deal signed by Joe Biden back in March. She wants $300 million for screening and testing at Michigan schools, $367 million for expanding testing, contact tracing, and disease surveillance, $97 million to boost vaccinations. 9 days left in the session. We'll see what happens with the Republicans. Most of the supplemental items are federal COVID funding from the American Rescue Plan previously requested for 2021's fiscal year. That from Chris Harkins. That is the governor's budget director. So there's money out there. They reconvene in Lansing today, their final session days before the end of the year. So we'll see. We just got this request, says Mike Shirky. We'll see where it goes. And we're looking at it. We're planning to make investments in COVID-19 resources before we're done for the year. So they're signaling in Lansing that they're going to really get busy with going after some of the problems that they have right now, all right, as far as leading the nation in COVID. Not a distinction you really want, but there it is. Michigan, you're number one. Congratulations for whatever reason. And who knows what the reason is. Viruses do what viruses do, right? I can tell you that. All right, coming up this hour, we'll have James Homan here, the Director of Fiscal Policy at the Mackinac Center for Public Policy. There'll be some job announcements, but they're not really driving people to get jobs, which is basically contradicting what President Joe Biden said just yesterday when he said we're setting all-time records for job creation. I'm sorry, Joe, that's just not true. I wish it were true, but it's not. The economy is bumping along, and it's not going particularly well. All right, quick break now, and we'll be back here on the Steve Gruber Show, so don't go anywhere.
Ever wonder if that old coin you found may be worth a mint? At Liberty Coin, you don't have to wonder anymore. Liberty Coin has been in the business of turning lost treasures into actual cash for decades. If you have old coins or any kind of paper money too, the experts at Liberty Coin can help you figure out exactly what it's worth, and they might even make you an offer. Right here on the Steve Gruber Show, Liberty Coin experts will answer your questions live on the air. So if you think you might be able to cash in, send an email to coins@stevegruber.com. Send a picture if you can. coins@stevegruber.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.